Dinah, Andrew Steer is wondering, is there a gene for liking Marmite?
Quite possibly.
You either love it or you hate it. So it does seem to elicit very extraordinary and profound reactions in people, doesn't it?
Actually, do you know what? I'm going to say that I'm ambivalent towards Marmite in small quantities. Actually, there is a gene which determines how sensitive people are to compounds called phenylthiocarbamide and propylthiouracil. And you find these bitter compounds in things like cabbage and rapeseed. Now, some people are very sensitive to these bitter compounds and some can't taste them at all. And this is genetically determined. Apparently, it's sitting somewhere on chromosome 7. It's thought that maybe the people who can taste these PTC-like compounds are very sensitive to bitter things like grapefruit, tea, coffee, as well as cabbage and kind of cruciate, what are they called? Cabbagey plants.
Cruciferous,
that's one.
I like
I know it had a cross in there somewhere. So it may be that Marmite is related. It's got that bitterness element in it.